This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Another person has died at Lake Pueblo. Crews pulled the body of a woman out of the water Thursday. If the cause of death turns out to be drowning, this will be Colorado's 23rd water death this year. The state's annual record is 34, raising concerns that this might be the deadliest year for drownings in Colorado history. Officials are asking people to wear life vests while in any lakes, rivers, or streams. Denver International Airport's terminal construction will receive extra funding from a recent bipartisan infrastructure package in Congress. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The Biden administration says it's giving Denver an additional $60 million to help upgrade its baggage handling system. The new system will help the airport make behind-the-scenes upgrades to accommodate its growing number of passengers, which is expected to hit $100 million annually over the next decade. This latest grant is just one of the many projects that make up the airport's billion-dollar terminal expansion. That project is expected to last until 2027. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
And speaking of flying, the proposed merger between Spirit Airlines and Frontier just can't get off the runway. Spirit announced late Thursday it would again postpone a vote on the deal until July 15th. That's the third time Spirit has put off a vote on the Frontier deal. JetBlue's offer to buy the company is worth more, but that deal has raised antitrust concerns. If you're headed west into the mountains on Interstate 70, the free ride in the express lane between Idaho Springs and Empire is no longer free. Tolling has now started on the road as of yesterday morning. If you have an express toll pass, it will cost you $9 on Fridays, Saturdays, and holidays, and $8 on Sundays. Find these stories and more at cpr.org.